Capital Station.
Terrorists and the Paris attack.
An Al-Qaeda video claims responsibility.
Charlie Hebdo's return.
The newspaper sold out within minutes.
Partial evacuation on the space station.
They're playing it safe. The crew's not in any danger.
Nearing the end of a grueling climb.
Holding on to things that are as big as a fingernail.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's been a claim of responsibility for the Paris newspaper attack last week that left 12 people dead. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live with the latest from the Foreign Desk.
This is Nasser al-Ansi, a top commander of al-Qaeda in Yemen, claiming that his group chose the target, laid out the plan, and financed the operation against Charlie Hebdo. But terror expert Raffaello Pantucci notes an earlier communique merely applauded the attack.
What we aren't totally clear about because of the sort of confusion around these claims is whether they directed and controlled the attack in a very direct way or in a slightly more indirect or distant way.
He says the other attack on a Jewish supermarket appears to have been less well organized than the newspaper massacre, suggesting that gunman may have been more of a lone wolf, despite his claim he was with Al-Qaeda's rival, ISIS. Steve?
Well, the first issue of Charlie Hebdo since the deadly attack is out today. And it's a hot seller. The cover features a drawing of the Prophet Muhammad with a tear and a sign that says, "I am Charlie," and a headline, "All is forgiven." CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
There have been long lines at newsstands across the country. There was rationing of copies. Many vendors stuck to a one-person, one-copy rule. The distributors have said they'll be sending new copies to the newsstands gradually over the next several weeks in the hope that everyone who wants one can get a copy.
And some copies have already turned up for resale on eBay. The Paris attacks are casting a shadow over the Boston Marathon bomb trial, and attorneys for Johar Tsarnaev are asking for jury selection to be suspended for at least a month. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
It's going to be difficult, I think, for this judge to deny this request without creating a viable appeal issue if Tsarnaev is found guilty. The fact is, you're asking his potential jurors to keep an open mind about a terror attack while the whole Western world is mourning a terror attack.
A federal grand jury in Ohio has served up an indictment against a bartender who allegedly threatened to kill House Speaker John Boehner by possibly poisoning a drink or shooting him. CBS's Nancy Cordes says Michael Hoyt of Cincinnati was fired from a golf club last fall.
He served Speaker Boehner drinks at the Wetherington Country Club outside Cincinnati for about 5.5 years. So the speaker did know this man. He recalled being served by him and told police that he had never had a negative interaction with him.
The indictment says Hoyt told police Boehner was mean to him. Hoyt's now undergoing a mental evaluation and treatment. A fresh CBS News poll indicates President Obama's job approval rating is up 7 points from early last fall. It's now 46%. He's not running for anything, but Mr. Obama goes to a key political launchpad state today to push his broadband plan. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
Returning to Iowa for the first time in over 2 years, President Obama will detail his plan for revving up Americans' access to the Internet. He'll go on record opposing state laws that thwart competition among broadband service providers, asking the FCC to get involved.
There are real-world consequences to this, and it makes us less economically competitive. Now, the good news is that there are some steps we can take through executive actions.
$40 million in new loans will also be made available for rural areas. Pam Coulter, CBS News, the White House.
From Virginia, the story of a disgraced lawmaker's seemingly unlikely comeback. CBS's Heather Bosch joins us.
At night, he sleeps in jail.
But this is his cell here.
But during the day, Joseph Morrissey will be on electronic monitoring while he serves in the Virginia House of Delegates. He was elected yesterday to the very seat he resigned amid the sex scandal that landed him in jail. Prosecutors say he had sex with a 17-year-old. Fellow lawmakers may still try to oust him, but he says,
"I'll dress that. It's like a wrestling tournament. You wrestle one match at a time."
The last time Virginia's House voted out a member was in 1876.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, of course, the weather is our top story. 27 degrees right now and a little bit of a freeze out there. A lot of things shut down today. A lot of schools are closed. Chapel Hill, Cumberland City schools closed. Orange County, Durham County, Alamance County, Orange Charter, all those schools are closed. Chatham County schools on a two-hour delay. And UNC classes and offices closed until 10 this morning. And the rest of the list on our website at chapelborough.com. The Orange County Sheriff's Office is investigating a home invasion from early Tuesday morning. A new program of the Carrboro Police Department in Orange County to prevent drug overdose deaths paid off for the first time on Monday night. Carrboro Police administered a drug that saved a life. And Durham Police were investigating a bank robbery. All those stories and more. Plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. And more on the weather, of course. WCHL Championship Sports. Carolina's at North Carolina State tonight. And
what has happened to the Duke Blue Devils?
That's this morning in Archansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06, we have 27 degrees in Chapel Hill. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today. Going to be cloudy, a chance of freezing drizzle or freezing rain later in the morning. Same thing in the afternoon. Our high today, only about 35 degrees. And then tonight, cloudy, cold again with a low in the upper 20s. Before everything thaws out, likely to be tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll get up into the middle 40s. We'll have really cloudy skies, but certainly not as cool. This cold, wintry weather affecting a lot of people. And before we get to the news this morning, let me just tell you that one news item that just came in, McMaster Street in Chapel Hill is a little bit of a problem this morning. It's closed due to a water main break. Traffic is being diverted away from the area of McMaster Street and Church Street in the Northside community. Crews from Owassa are on the scene working on the situation. Drivers strongly encouraged to just avoid that area altogether. There's no estimated time on when that road will be reopened. This word from the Chapel Hill Police Department. Again, McMaster Street in Chapel Hill is closed this morning because of a water main break. That's all we know at this time, but they are working on it. Orange County Sheriff's Office is investigating a home invasion from early yesterday morning. Officials say it happened in the vicinity of New North Carolina 86, just south of I-85. The suspects reportedly entered the residence by force and identified themselves as police officers. The suspects then were able to gain control of the victims. The victims non-injured, but the family dog was shot during the incident. The dog, thankfully, was not seriously injured. The dog was treated at a local animal hospital. The sheriff's office says the incident does not appear to be a random act. Authorities described the suspect as black males who were dressed in all black. They allegedly fled the area in a black or dark colored vehicle. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Orange County Sheriff's Department. A new program of the Carrboro Police and Orange County to prevent drug overdose deaths paid off for the first time on Monday night of this week. Carrboro Police administered a drug that saved a life. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Naloxone is itself an old drug, but for law enforcement use, it's something reasonably new. We've only been carrying it since October of 2014.
That's Captain Chris Atack of the Carrboro Police Department. Atack told WCHL that at around 8:15 p.m. Monday, Carrboro Police and EMS responded to a report of a drug overdose. A Carrboro police officer arrived first on the scene. After assessing the condition of the overdose victim and talking to a witness, the officer administered naloxone.
As a result of that administering, the person awoke later on while being transported to the hospital and was able to be transported to the hospital and receive emergency medical care for that overdose.
The person is out of the hospital and doing well, according to ATAC. Naloxone is an opiate antagonist that temporarily reverses the effects of an overdose, providing a brief window of opportunity.
When you are overdosing on an opiate, receptors in your brain are blocked by the actual drug itself. And what naloxone does is basically free up those receptors so that your body can continue to function and breathe. It gives you that time where you can get somebody to a medical facility.
ATAC said that depending on the health of the patient and other factors, that time bridge, as he calls it, is between 30 and 60 minutes. The Carrboro Police Department partnered with Orange County EMS and the Orange County Health Department and the North Carolina Harm Reduction Coalition to start an emergency naloxone program last fall. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Durham police are investigating a bank robbery from late yesterday morning. Officials say a male entered the BB&T at 1107 North Carolina Highway 54 shortly before 11 o'clock yesterday morning and demanded money. The robber implied that he had a weapon, although no one saw a weapon. The suspect fled with cash and no injuries were reported. Durham police described this suspect as a white male, about 40 years old, 5'11", with a thin build. He was described as having light-colored hair and scruffy facial hair. The suspect was wearing a thin black headband, a black coat, and yellow tinted glasses. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Durham Police Department or Crime Stoppers. As the General Assembly reconvenes, local leaders say they hope legislators will take a more favorable view of municipal issues in 2015. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt says during the last legislative session, some members of the General Assembly declared war on North Carolina's cities.
The last legislation, the last biennium, the relationship between the legislature and cities was not very good. We had several members of the legislature who seemed to be at war with the cities that they were representing, particularly Representative Stone and Representative Moffitt.
But Kleinschmidt says he's optimistic this year will be different, in part because those representatives were voted out of office. Though the House and Senate are still under firm Republican control, state Democrats managed to gain 3 seats in the November election. Two of the incumbents who lost their seats led the charge to rein in municipal authority. Kleinschmidt says their loss sends a message to those who would target city government. He's also hoping Governor Pat McCrory will take a stand on a number of controversial issues, including the statewide expansion of Medicaid.
Now he's got to decide if he's going to pick some fights, and it looks like he's already laying the groundwork for some of those fights.
A recent report from George Washington University shows North Carolina lost $2.7 billion last year when Republican leaders decided to forego Medicaid expansion. The report says the state stands to lose $3.3 billion more next year. There's also a showdown looming on historic preservation tax credits. The General Assembly repealed them last year, but even before the legislature reconvened, civic leaders from across the state launched a bipartisan effort to bring them back.
We have some lines being drawn, and that's going to be fun to watch. Now, can Chapel Hill and our legislative delegation kind of get in there and exploit some of that? That remains to be seen.
Kleinschmidt and other members of the town council sat down recently with State Senators Valerie Fouché and Mike Woodard, as well as Representative Greg Meyer and a spokesperson from Representative Verla Insko's office, to hash out plans for the 2015 legislative session. Kleinschmidt says the local delegation will mostly be playing defense to help towns maintain their revenue sources and planning authority. If the General Assembly follows through on a promise to do away with extraterritorial jurisdictions, it could throw a wrench in Chapel Hill's plan to help fund a sewer project in the Rogers Road community by extending the town's ETJ to encompass the neighborhood.
It would take Chapel Hill out of the equation. We'd have to find some roundabout ways to provide direct financial contributions.
Despite reports that Republican leaders have already been conducting closed-door sessions on education policy that shut out Democratic leaders, Kleinschmidt says he and other local officials are looking to the upcoming legislative session with hope.
At this point, let's decide to be optimistic and hope that the end is near for those closed-door meetings and that there will be attempts to bring in members of the minority to help advise and provide some input into the policies of our state.
The 2015 legislative session convenes today for a one-day organizational session. The General Assembly will reconvene on January 28th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
WCHL news time is 8:13, and of course we're waking up with different conditions this morning, a thin coating of ice on a lot of things out there this morning. Matt Sullivan is Chapel Hill's emergency management coordinator, and Matt, on a day like today, what are you guys doing right now, and what preparations have you been through in order to get to this morning?
Well, Ron, our public works folks have been out with the Department of Transportation folks, putting salt and a sand mixture down on all of our major traveled roadways, and the crews are continuing to check and apply salt and sand where it's needed. We're checking the bus routes, and we're also just taking reports as they come in from our town employees about the areas where we need to check. But that's, we've been monitoring it. We got out in front of the ice this morning and got some stuff down on the roads, and we'd encourage folks just to stay home as long as possible and be very cautious when proceeding out. There is a thin coat of ice, particularly on bridges and overpasses, and the roads can be pretty slick in places and surprise folks.
Well, certainly we would say stay home if you possibly can, but are there any particular trouble spots out there that you know about for the folks who do have to go out?
Within the city, the one trouble spot that was reported this morning was the area around Eubanks Road and Martin Luther King Boulevard around where Highway 86 crosses I-40. And our crews have been out and have salted and sanded that area, and we haven't had any other reports.
Well, certainly, we appreciate the work that you do and keeping us all safe, and we will stay in touch with you throughout the day.
Thanks, Ron, very much.
That is Matt Sullivan, Chapel Hill's Emergency Management Coordinator, and things seem to be well in hand, but there are a few trouble spots around, particularly that one, Eubanks Road and Martin Luther King Boulevard, and we'll keep you posted on other news we get from them. Let's turn to traffic now on WCHL and get a word from Nikki Moore. And Nikki, what's happening out there as far as you are concerned and the reports you've gotten from Blake Hodge this morning?
Well, if you're going to be in the Hillsboro area, Highway 86, just north of Highway 85 or I-85, that is closed due to a crash in that area, so you may be alternated around that area. Also, McMaster Street in Chapel Hill is closed. We got a water main break in Chapel Hill that police have closed that road off on. You'll be directed on a detour around that as well. Looks like the highways, like I-40 in good shape, I-85, as you travel through the Durham-Orange County line, that's where you're going to find a little bit of congestion or slowdowns, but otherwise, it looks like a lot of people deciding to stay home this morning. So as far as delays are concerned, you're not going to be, coming up on many of those if you're in the Durham and Orange County area. But as we've been saying all morning, use extra caution on those bridges and overpasses because the ice is out there and it is causing some problems.
And give yourself a little extra time to prepare your car if you have to go out and drive. Ice scraping and defrosting and all that sort of
thing. An ice scraper does come in handy. It really does.
What was it you used this morning for an ice scraper?
Well, I couldn't find mine. I could have sworn that Lance said he bought me one, and I haven't been able to find it yet.
Was it a CD case?
No, it wasn't a CD case this time. It was actually what I went into the knife drawer in the house and took one of those, like a hard knife cover for the blade, took one of those off and used that. Wow. It worked.
Well, hey,
whatever works, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever gets you through the night. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again in just a little while here.
You got it.
I had a little problem finding my scraper this morning, so good idea always to do all that in advance, unlike what I did. So, thank you so much. This look at traffic has been brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Glass Half Full. 27 degrees. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today. It's going to be cloudy. Chance of freezing drizzle or freezing rain continuing this morning. And a slight chance of the same thing in the afternoon. Our high today only about 35 or 36 degrees. Tonight cloudy. It's going to get down in the upper 20s again. Then tomorrow, thankfully, a little warmer, mostly cloudy, not as cool with a high in the middle 40s. Tomorrow night, we're looking at a slight chance of rain, but the temperature's not as low, in the low 30s. Tomorrow night, and then Friday, a nice sunny day with a high of about 50. So let's just all cross our fingers and hope we can get through to there without any major problems around here. But again, a thin coating of ice out there this morning on a lot of things, so please just go about your day with a little extra caution. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:18. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Blake Hodge has a report on a story that we gave you earlier this week. We told you that students, faculty, and staff at Carolina would be required to take a training course on sexual harassment and sexual violence. Well, Blake has a lot more details on that, and we'll pass that along again to you at the bottom of the hour. And let me remind you one more time of the school announcements we had to pass along this morning because of the weather. Chapel Hill, Cumberland City Schools, originally all of these school systems basically were delayed by 2 hours, but very recently, a little over a half an hour ago, there were a lot of them that made the decision that, hey, we're going to go ahead and close in the interest of safety for the kids, and that's what it's all about.
Chapel Hill, Cabarrus City schools are closed. Orange County schools also closed today. Durham County schools are closed. Alamance County schools closed. Orange Charter School closed. Chatham County schools are on a two-hour delay. And even the university, this is an unusual situation. Even at UNC, classes and offices closed until 10 o'clock this morning at the University of North Carolina. There is a mighty big basketball game coming up tonight. Let's talk about that on WCHL Championship Sports. Number 15 ranked North Carolina men's basketball team, 12-4 overall, 2-1 in the ACC, hits the road tonight. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off at PNC Arena in Raleigh against the North Carolina State Wolfpack. The Wolfpack 12-5 overall, 3-1 in the league, coming off a big upset over number 4 Duke on Sunday. The Wolfpack will be confident. You can bet they'll be geared up for this game. So will the crowd against the hated Tar Heels. Carolina and North Carolina State don't need to say much more than that. Matt Oakes has a preview.
The Wolfpack had everything clicking in their 87-75 victory over the Blue Devils last weekend. The performance merited high praise from UNC head coach Roy Williams.
I think they handled Duke's pressure really well. You know, that was about as impressive a show as you've seen in quite a while. I mean, they have Duke 19. But 10 out of 16 from three, over 50 for the game, rebounding the ball defensively. I thought they were just on the top of their game.
The Tar Heels should expect another solid outing from the Wolfpack when the two rivals face off in a vital ACC meeting. Both squads find themselves near the top of the league standings, and another marquee win for NC State would do wonders for its NCAA tournament resume. Last season, the two schools authored a classic chapter in their long-standing hardwood rivalry that stands at 150-76 in favor of Carolina. Former Wolfpack star TJ Warren went head-to-head down the stretch with UNC junior Marcus Page before the Tar Heels were able to pull out the thrilling overtime win, 85-84 in Raleigh. But this season, NC State is without Warren, and Page hasn't been producing at the same level. Coach Williams says the difference now is the tough little nut, as he commonly refers to Page, is being zeroed in on by opposing defenses.
But again, he's gotten so much more attention than he did at least the first half of last year. You know, last year I think he started out, and so maybe it was halfway through the season before he really started getting all that attention, where he's gotten all the defensive attention from the first game this year. Perhaps that has something to do with it, but he's been a really, really, really good player. And yet, when the other team's defense is aimed at you, it's really hard.
With the pieces seemingly coming together for the men in red, NC State's offense is much more dynamic, and although Trevor Lacey and Ralston Turner do most of the heavy lifting, sophomore forward Kyle Washington may be the X factor. Coach Gottfried says Washington's growth has been integral to the Wolfpack's success this season.
Well, I think you said it right. He has no fear, and he's aggressive offensively. I thought he did a great job rebounding the ball, too. A lot of those rebounds were in traffic, tough rebounds that we needed for him to get. But we need scoring, and we need scoring from those guys inside. Kyle, I thought, stepped up and played with a lot of confidence.
A healthy Marcus Page will be key for the Tar Heels' chances. So how is Page feeling after a nasty rolled ankle last weekend against Louisville? He says he's ready to go and will fight through the pain if necessary.
I think yesterday and today are the best it's felt in the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, or however long it's been bothering me. So it's on the upswing. You know, games usually tend to make it hurt a lot more the next day. So we'll see how it holds up after tomorrow. But going into tomorrow, it feels pretty good.
Although Coach Gottfried recognizes the wealth of talent on the UNC roster, he says his guys will be concentrating most of their attention on Page.
It's hard to do that. I think Marcus Page is a great player. I think that North Carolina's tremendously talented roster from 1 to 10, 1 to 11. They've got a lot of really good players. But I do think it starts with Marcus Page. He's the guy that kind of makes them go, and we've got to do a great job on him.
As usual, on the road in the ACC, the Tar Heels will be playing in an unfriendly venue. Coach Williams says he'll be using some mind tricks Wednesday night to help his players cope with the hostile environment that awaits them.
Oh, it'll be hostile. There'll be no question about that. It'll be unique and interesting and all those, but hostile will fit too. We haven't talked about it, but we'll tell them it's a great road game, great opportunity, and we've got to pretend they're yelling for us.
Although it's Carolina who has dominated the series lately, winning 16 of the last 17 encounters. The 227th installment in this heated in-state rivalry promises to be compelling entertainment. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Of course, we'll have the game for you right here on WCHL, North Carolina versus North Carolina State. And we're talking about State's win over Duke this past weekend. Well, the Duke lost again last night at home, believe it or not. It is nearly impossible to stop Duke at Cameron Indoor Stadium unless you have Tyler Hansbrough in the lineup. Last night, Miami shot 67% after halftime to upset Duke 90-74. It snapped the Blue Devils' 41-game home winning streak. And just a tough loss for Duke. It was 35-34 in favor of the Blue Devils at halftime, but then Miami came out and shot the lights out in the second half. So Duke has now lost two games in a row, and they lost last night at home. Archansky has more on that coming up. WCHL, good morning, 825. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What has happened to the Duke Blue Devils? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Carolina goes to NC State tonight with a chance to take second place in the ACC behind undefeated Virginia and surprising Syracuse. Duke lost its second straight game by double digits Tuesday night when it got blown out at after halftime by unranked Miami at Cameron Indoor Stadium. For three straight games now, the Blue Devils have shown a vulnerability inside despite double-doubles against the U by Emile Jefferson and Jahiel Okafor, supposedly the best player in America. Even in the close win at Wake Forest last week, Okafor was outplayed by Deacon's 6'9 junior center Devin Thomas, who muscled the supposed Duke superstar around for much of the game. On Sunday, State's bevy of big men destroyed Duke inside down the stretch and hit 10 three-pointers while building a 19-point lead before winning 87-75. And then the Hurricanes blew into Cameron, where the Blue Devils had not lost in more than 2 years, 41 home games ago, and rarely suffered back-to-back defeats. Miami, which had earlier lost to Eastern Kentucky by 28 points, went to the basket with abandon, getting dunks and putbacks and drawing fouls, while also hitting 10 three-pointers. The Canes played with absolutely no fear. Duke, which hadn't trailed by more than 6 points in any game before the last two, now must go to Louisville Saturday, where the Cardinals will be favored to deliver a third straight loss to the Devils. So what is going on with Duke? It's known as ACC indoctrination for the young freshmen, Okafor, Tyus Jones, and Justice Winslow. They are not sustaining the intensity Mike Krzyzewski wants. In fact, they are playing timidly and being beaten to 50-50 balls all over the place. Coach K is on hold with 997 career wins, and it may be a couple of weeks before he gets to the hallowed 1,000 mark. He's got that squinty, tight-lipped look again, as suddenly his team that was picked to win the ACC and has been penciled in as one of the final four entries finds itself in jeopardy of falling out of the top 10, especially if it drops to 2-3 in the ACC after the weekend and then faces tough road games at Notre Dame and Virginia in the next 2 weeks. This leaves Carolina with a golden opportunity to reel off five straight victories before games against Syracuse, Louisville, and Virginia. It's a seize the moment for the Tar Heels, as Duke is letting its moments slip uncharacteristically away. This is Archansky. See ya.
What do you do with a bag of jewelry that you've inherited and you have no idea what's real, what's not, what's valuable, what's not valuable? This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and at least once a week we help someone with just this problem. So we have started a service we're calling Heirloom Solutions. At no charge, we will help you go through your old or inherited jewelry and determine what is valuable and advise you as to the best way to maximize the return if you choose to sell it. If you choose to redesign any gems into a piece more suitable to your taste, our master goldsmiths and designers can help you turn the old and boring into the new and exciting. And our graduate gemologists can do appraisals on pieces you want to keep. So if you have a bag or a safety deposit box full of jewelry, bring it in. You never know what you might have. It will cost you nothing and could benefit you greatly. One client thought his mom's jewelry was all costume and ended up with $150,000 because it was all, in fact, real. That's Heirloom Solutions offered by Grimble Jewelers.
Coleman, Huntoon & Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Did you know the Tax Increase Prevention Act of 2014 extended tax breaks that can help you on your return? These include state and local sales tax deductions, tuition and related expenses deductions, and home mortgage debt forgiveness exclusions. Contact us to learn whether you qualify for the breaks extended by the Act. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, and you can find more on chapelboro.com.
As bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights, the Good Cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna. Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carrboro for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com.
Go 26 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. 26, winter weather advisory remains in effect until 12 noon. It's going to be cloudy all day. Chance of freezing drizzle or freezing rain continuing. And a thin coat of thin ice out there this morning. Please drive carefully. Be careful. A lot of the schools are closed now. Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools, Orange County Schools, Durham County Schools, Alamance County Schools, Orange Charter Schools, all those are closed. Chatham County on a two-hour delay. UNC classes delayed until 10 this morning. Also, UNC offices are closed. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's newest talk and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. This is from an Al-Qaeda video that showed up online today. On it, Paris terror suspects are congratulated for their attacks. But, says CBS's Wyatt Andrews,
even before Al-Qaeda officially claimed credit today, U.S. officials were convinced the attack on Charlie Hebdo magazine was financed and organized by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. But now, supporters of the Islamic State, or ISIS, are also trying to claim credit in what experts see as a competition for jihadi credibility.
Correspondent Bob Orr says Al-Qaeda in Yemen has implied that other attacks could come.
The leader that speaks on the tape makes it very clear that AQAP is monitoring what's happening around the world, monitoring what's happening in France.
Surviving staff members at Charlie Hebdo published a paper today in Paris. The edition sold out.
I knocked at five kiosks before this one, and they were already gone.
3 million copies were printed. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 26 degrees in Chapel Hill. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today. Thin sheet of ice on sidewalks this morning and some of the roadways, particularly bridges and overpasses. That could be a problem for you this morning. Best thing we can say is just give yourself some extra time if you have to drive around this morning, and please be careful out there. We have the full list of closings, delays, all that sort of thing on our website, chapelboro.com. Stay with us throughout the day. We'll let you know about changing weather conditions. Right now, we can tell you that things will be better by tomorrow, by lunchtime tomorrow anyway, our high tomorrow getting up to about 45 degrees. Between now and then, a lot more of this cold stuff. In other news this morning, earlier in the week, we told you that students, faculty, and staff at the university would be required to take a training course on sexual harassment and sexual violence. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on that story.
The Office of Student Affairs at UNC sent an email to students on Monday detailing a mandatory online training course to comply with a larger policy aimed at stopping all harassment and discrimination on campus. Christy Hurt is Chief of Staff for the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs at UNC. She says that this training is meant to educate everyone on campus.
Making sure that they are aware of all the different components of the policy, that they understand the definitions of all the different kinds of prohibited conduct, like sexual exploitation, sexual assault, sexual violence, and coercion, consent, and related terms, and to make sure that that information is in their hands in the easiest way possible. And that's why we chose to do an online module.
Students will be required to complete this training course within 45 days of receiving their registration notice. A student's failure to comply with this requirement could result in a hold on their student account, which could affect their registration for classes, according to the email. Hurt says that this program has been fine-tuned with feedback of a pilot program which began this past summer and was extended into the fall semester.
My understanding is that the pilots were very successful and that students helped us clarify places where the training could be a little bit more precise and where they needed additional information, and about 3,000 students went through that pilot.
Hurt adds that this course is part of the overall policy changes at UNC. She says that they have made students aware of a website containing that policy, but that this course will ensure that students, faculty, and staff familiarize themselves with the material.
To make sure that folks are required to go through the steps to understand what the prohibited conduct language looks like, what it means to be a supporter of a healthy campus, to be an individual who contributes productively to the campus climate and culture, and how to get help and provide people with assistance.
Students will be required to take this course annually, according to the email. Hurt says that faculty and staff will have continued training as well.
Faculty and staff are also going to have to take it on a regular basis. It may not be annual, it may be every other year, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure that information is in everybody's hands in an up-to-date manner as possible.
This training is part of UNC's compliance with federal law that requires everyone on campus be educated about the issue.
This is a piece actually that's going to help us fulfill some requirements under the Violence Against Women Act as reauthorized. There's a specific section in there that requires that we train everyone on campus about a series of definitions related to sexual misconduct, and this online training is additionally a piece of our work to make sure that we're in compliance with that. That's not the only reason, of course, that we're doing this training. We are also working very hard to change and promote a healthy campus culture.
Hurt says that to bring that culture to reality, it will be important to continue updating the policy to bring in any new developments or areas that were missed with the initial guidelines. To continue UNC's work of ensuring a safe and inclusive campus, the email to students says to expect a sexual assault campus climate survey this semester, which Hurt says is expected to have multiple positive ramifications.
Not only looking to gauge the temperature of the campus, but to look for the issues that are specifically causing challenges for students on our campus. And so to see if there are hot spots, specific issues, specific corners of our campus where we want to make sure that we are doing everything we can to make the campus safe.
Hurt adds that in addition to the online training, in-person facilities are still available to provide assistance to those in need. She says that it will be important to receive continued feedback from everyone on campus to comply with providing a campus free of harassment. You can see the complete email that was sent to students on our website, chapelboro.com. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
837 at WCHL, and just a few moments ago, we got the word on what's happening around Chapel Hill. Matt Sullivan is Chapel Hill's Emergency Management Coordinator, and Matt, on a day like today, what are you guys doing right now, and what preparations have you been through in order to get to this morning?
Well, Ron, our public works folks have been out with the Department of Transportation folks, putting salt and the sand mixture down on all of our major traveled roadways, and the crews are continuing to check and apply salt and sand where it's needed. We're checking the bus routes, and we're also just taking reports as they come in from our town employees about the areas where we need to check. But that's, we've been monitoring it. We got out in front of the ice this morning and got some stuff down on the roads. And we'd encourage folks just to stay home as long as possible and be very cautious when proceeding out. There is a thin coat of ice, particularly on bridges and overpasses, and the roads can be pretty slick in places and surprise folks.
Well, certainly we would say stay home if you possibly can, but are there any particular trouble spots out there that you know about for the folks who do have to go out?
Within the city, the one trouble spot that was reported this morning was the area around Eubanks Road and Martin Luther King Boulevard around where Highway 86 crosses I-40, and our crews have been out and have salted and sanded that area, and we haven't had any other reports.
Well, certainly, we appreciate the work that you do and keeping us all safe, and we will stay in touch with you throughout the day.
Thanks, Ron, very much.
That is Matt Sullivan, Chapel Hill's Emergency Management Coordinator, and things seem to be well in hand, but there are a few trouble spots around, particularly that one, Eubanks Road and Martin Luther King Boulevard.
838.
And we'll keep posting on other news we get from them. Let's turn to traffic now on WCHL. Yeah, we got Nikki Morse standing here, and I'm just wondering, Nikki, anything that has happened lately as far as traffic is concerned?
Actually, it looks like traffic volume, for the most part, is eased up around the area. Which is a good thing. A lot of people deciding to stay home this morning and keep it safe. We do have a water main break that was reported on McMaster Street in Chapel Hill that's caused authorities to block the road off. So expect to be detoured if you're going to be traveling through there. Otherwise, be aware when you're traveling over the bridges that are around the overpasses today. Use a little extra care. A lot of the sand and salt has been laid down, but it's causing some problems out there this morning, at least earlier. And we don't see any kind of a let up on that for the time being, but we'll let you know if there's anything else going on.
Today's one of those days. It's so cloudy, and of course, everybody's got to drive with extra caution because of the road conditions. Very important to give your car a chance to defrost properly.
Yes.
and all of that sort of thing. So give your defroster some work and get out there and scrape your windshield a little in advance of heading off to wherever you're going.
It kind of helps to be able to see.
Yeah.
It really does.
It does. and not through a little porthole window either. But
yeah.
Use your whole windshield.
Portholes.
Yeah. Everybody be careful out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki, thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk to you again just one more time before we sign off this morning.
Sure.
Another look at morning traffic, maybe at about 10 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Sounds like a good idea.
That is Nikki Morse out of the newsroom. And Nikki, always appreciate what you do. And this look at morning traffic on WCHL brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. 8:40, coming up in just a few minutes, D.G. Martin has today's notebook.
Like most people in Chapel Hill, I love 411 West. And sure, I love that the bottles of wine are half price every Monday and that every meal starts with warm, freshly baked rolls. But for me, the thing that gets me every time is the Stella salad. It's simply delicious at lunch or dinner. A fresh bed of lettuce, toasted walnuts, grilled red onions, and gorgonzola cheese. Perfection.
It's the favorites that keep people coming back to 411 West Italian Cafe. Simple, fresh, and reliable. Visit 411west.com for menus and reservations.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Is my commentary supposed to be about books or is it about politics? Well, sometimes I get this question from listeners, and my answer is both and more. But I can understand their confusion. In fact, one newspaper editor stopped using my newspaper column about a year ago, and he wrote that he enjoyed my book columns, but he said, and I quote, when I get a column and I have to read it to see if it's a BookWatch column or one on politics, I find it to be a waste of time and energy. There are enough political pundits out there that I would prefer not to see my favorite book reviewer playing partisan politics. But since that doesn't seem to be possible, let me just say, so long. Well, I'll tell you the rest of the story in just a minute, but recently, you might remember, politics and literature came together comfortably when I got to talk about how Governor Pat McCrory did something that brought cheers from people of all political persuasions when he appointed Shelby Stevenson as North Carolina's poet laureate. And I talked about Stevenson as a distinguished writer and teacher and editor of Pembroke Magazine. But I didn't then mention that Shelby is also a great musician. And he and his late brother Paul, along with Shelby's wife Linda and other family members, regularly played country music at Paul's barbecue restaurant east of Raleigh. Still today, when Shelby sings Hank Williams' I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, it's hard for me to hold back the tears. And I didn't tell you this either. A few years ago, I visited one of his writing classes at UNC Pembroke, and I saw him listen and respond with positive encouragement to a group of women who were writing about their experiences as soldiers' wives and as single parents, struggling with a whole host of challenges. But by giving them the tools and the confidence to examine and share their stories, Shelby Stevenson was quietly changing their lives. He always looked for ways to find and expand the appreciative audiences for the good writing of other people. Pembroke Magazine gave him a platform to gather and share the work of other authors and to build an appreciative community of readers. There's much more. As poet laureate, though, he will bring even more to celebrate and to enhance our state's great literary scene. So, thanks again to Governor McCrory for making this fine appointment and for showing how politics and books can come together so nicely. Well, now for the rest of the story about that editor who dished my column. And so just in case other editors are thinking about doing the same thing, a few months after his newspaper stopped running the column, it closed its doors. There might be no connection, but I'm telling the other editors who publish my column, why take the chance? This is D.G. Martin.
All right, D.G., thank you so much. 846 at WCHL. That's Ron Stutz. You may have heard there is a little matter of a basketball game to be played tonight over in Raleigh, actually in West Raleigh at PNC Arena or whatever the name of that place is now. That is coming up tonight. We'll have it for you on WCHL, so listen in for that. But thought we might present Matt Oakes' preview of tonight's game one more time on WCHL.
The Wolfpack had everything clicking in their 87-75 victory over the Blue Devils last weekend. The performance merited high praise from UNC head coach Roy Williams.
I think they handled Duke's pressure really well. You know, that was about as impressive a show as you've seen in quite a while. I mean, they have Duke 19, but 10 out of 16 from three, over 50 for the game, rebounding the ball defensively. I thought they were just on the top of their game.
The Tar Heels should expect another solid outing from the Wolfpack when the two rivals face off in a vital ACC meeting. Both squads find themselves near the top of the league standings, and another marquee win for NC State would do wonders for its NCAA tournament resume. Last season, the two schools authored a classic chapter in their long-standing hardwood rivalry that stands at 150-76 in favor of Carolina. Former Wolfpack star T.J. Warren went head-to-head down the stretch with UNC junior Marcus Page before the Tar Heels were able to pull out the thrilling overtime win, 85-84 in Raleigh. But this season, NC State is without Warren, and Page hasn't been producing at the same level. Coach Williams says the difference now is the tough little nut, as he commonly refers to Page, is being zeroed in on by opposing defenses.
But again, he's gotten so much more attention than he did at least the first half of last year. You know, last year I think he started out, and so maybe it was halfway through the season before he really started getting all that attention, where he's gotten all the defensive attention from the first game this year. Perhaps that has something to do with it. But he's been a really, really, really good player. And yet, when the other team's defense is aimed at you, it's really hard.
With the pieces seemingly coming together for the men in red, NC State's offense is much more dynamic. And although Trevor Lacy and Ralston Turner do most of the heavy lifting, sophomore forward Kyle Washington may be the X factor. Coach Gottfried says Washington's growth has been integral to the Wolfpack's success this season.
Well, I think you said it right. He has no fear, and he's aggressive offensively. I thought he did a great job rebounding the ball, too. A lot of those rebounds were in traffic, tough rebounds that we needed for him to get. But we need scoring, and we need scoring from those guys inside. Kyle, I thought, stepped up and played with a lot of confidence.
A healthy Marcus Page will be key for the Tar Heels' chances. So how is Page feeling after a nasty rolled ankle last weekend against Louisville? He says he's ready to go and will fight through the pain if necessary.
I think yesterday and today are the best it's felt in the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, or however long it's been bothering me. So it's on the upswing. You know, games usually tend to make it hurt a lot more the next day. So we'll see how it holds up after tomorrow. But going into tomorrow, it feels pretty good.
Although Coach Gottfried recognizes the wealth of talent on the UNC roster, he says his guys will be concentrating most of their attention on Page.
Now, it's hard to do that. I think Marcus Page is a great player. I think that North Carolina's tremendously talented roster from 1 to 10, 1 to 11. They've got a lot of really good players. But I do think it starts with Marcus Page. He's the guy that kind of makes them go, and we've got to do a great job on him.
As usual, on the road in the ACC, the Tar Heels will be playing in an unfriendly venue. Coach Williams says he'll be using some mind tricks Wednesday night to help his players cope with the hostile environment that awaits them.
Oh, it'll be hostile. There'll be no question about that. It'll be unique and interesting and all those, but hostile will fit too. We haven't talked about it, but we'll tell them it's a great road game, great opportunity, and we've got to pretend they're yelling for us.
Although it's Carolina who has dominated the series lately, winning 16 of the last 17 encounters, the 227th installment in this heated in-state rivalry promises to be compelling entertainment. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
One more preview of the big game coming up tonight. You'll hear it on WCHL Wolfpack and the Tar Heels, and can't wait to get that one going. It's 850 WCHL. One more time, as promised, we're going to check in with Nikki Morse and find out what's going on with our morning traffic. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Well, it looks like the majority of traffic volume has eased up around the area. However, bridges and overpasses, that's the little tricky areas that you want to watch for if you have to leave the house at any time in the near future. Use extra caution. Drive a little slower and allow yourself some extra time. We do have McMaster Street closed in Chapel Hill due to a water main break, so watch for police there to detour you. It looks like a lot of the other areas where accidents had occurred earlier have been kind of cleared out of the way, but traffic's still a little bit slow out there if you're going to be out and about. So use a little extra caution, and if you see anything while you're out, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call, 967-8363, or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
As far as we know, there are no bus delays this morning. All the buses running according to regular schedule. So everything normal as far as that's concerned. We do have some schools that are closed. As we mentioned so many times earlier, Chapel Hill, Cumberland City schools are closed. Orange County, Durham County, Alamance County, Orange Charter, all those schools are closed. They had originally said they would be open 2 hours late, but they're closed. Chatham County is open, but on a two-hour delay.
And UNC as well on a two-hour delay, or open at 10, so, offices and classes.
Kind of an unusual day around here, but nothing disastrous. Hopefully, we're not going to have any down power lines. We're not expecting anything like that. Anybody to go without electricity, and let's just hope that this blows over really soon. No pun intended.
And what's wrong with a nice break in the middle of the week?
Yeah, exactly.
If you have an excuse to stay home,
of course, yeah,
take it.
Just like we did. We stayed home today.
No, we didn't.
it would be nice to do that, but
right.
Stay off the roads if you can. And thanks very much, Nikki.
You're welcome.
We'll listen for your news updates throughout the day at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
And Nikki will let you know if there's any breaking news in relation to the weather and everything else, actually, all day on WCHL.
You're absolutely right.
Well, once in a while.
Crown Honda of South Point is home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. This winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today. Cloudy all day, chance of freezing drizzle, freezing rain, and slight chance of more of the same in the afternoon. Our high today is supposed to be up to about 35 or 36. It's going to take a while to get there. Tonight, cloudy skies again and cold again with the lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy, not as cool, with a high in the middle 40s. In fact, let's give you the latest from Scott Sharp of the National Weather Service.
Messy out there this morning, particularly if you live along into the north of Highway 64 here across the Piedmont. We've had temperatures drop overnight into the upper 20s. At the same time, we had widespread areas of freezing drizzle develop, and this freezing drizzle has coated the roadways pretty good, especially the bridges and overpasses. We're actually seeing the water that's on the roadway start to freeze up also, so it's going to be a very slick commute this morning.
All right, Scott Sharp, National Weather Service office in Raleigh, and we'll be in touch with those folks throughout the day to let you know of any changes in our forecast. The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce invites you to celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center Thursday, January 29th. It happens at 11 o'clock that morning at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel, a big lunch deal. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacture of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Enjoy a night of scotch and scrumptious fare at the Carolina Inn on Thursday, January 29th. Join scotch aficionado Gary Crunkleton and Glenfiddich ambassadors Joan Ralph in savoring smooth scotch along with a delicious wild game dinner. The evening begins at 6:30 p.m. with a tasty reception with scotch and past hors d'oeuvres. The reception is followed by an exceptional three-course wild game dinner with wine. Afterwards, enjoy dessert with scotch and cigars. Don't wait. Make your reservations today. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Like most people in the area, I love Mez. It's not just that it's the most central place to meet people for lunch or dinner in the Triangle, but it is a great twist on contemporary Mexican food. It's delicious, fresh, and healthy. And without a doubt, the guacamole is the best I've ever had.
It's the favorites that keep people coming back to Mez. Simple, fresh, and reliable. What's your favorite? Visit MezDurham.com for menus and reservations.
Paws Forever offers a unique, integrated approach to animal welfare, providing services for animals and their people at each stage of life. Programs range from rescue and adoption to education and training, and now to legacy care, a unique service that allows pet owners to plan ahead for the care of their beloved dogs and cats. Learn more about Paws Forever programs, animals, volunteer opportunities, and ways to donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about animals in our community.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
We still have a winter weather advisory in effect until 12 noon today. A thin sheet of ice on a lot of things out there, particularly some of the roads that are less traveled. So please drive with extra caution. Be careful out there today. All day, throughout the day, and the night, if necessary, the WCHL news team will keep you informed on what's happening, both here on WCHL and on our website, chapelboro.com.
It's a big-time freaking team.
Yes, it is, Coach. And good luck tonight, North Carolina versus North Carolina State in Raleigh. Another big ACC game. Carolina coming off its win this past weekend over Louisville. And Duke lost again last night, by the way. But they lost to North Carolina State over the weekend. So both teams coming off wins. And you know the Wolfpack's going to be awfully confident coming in that game tonight. So should be a good one. Carolina and NC State at PNC Arena. Let's look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Well, it's going to be cloudy all day. Chance of freezing drizzle or freezing rain this morning, then a slight chance of rain in the afternoon as well. Our high today about 35 or 36. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies, cold again with a low in the upper 20s. Not a lot of variation in temperature today and tonight. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. It will get a little bit warmer tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the middle 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain, cold again with a low in the low 30s. On Friday, a good day that we can all look forward to. Sunshine and a high of about 50. And on Saturday, for example, we'll be in the low 50s, so pretty good weekend coming up, too. Stay tuned to WCHL throughout the day. Remember our website, chapelboro.com, all the information you need to know about what's happening in our local community. I'm Ron Stutz. It's 9 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.